So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And welcome, everybody. It's Dan. So we just went live and it all went wrong. It all went dreadfully wrong. And I think it's probably down to me being a little bit fancy and having to use a different bit of software. But anyway, it went completely wrong. All the sound went wrong. And for some reason, it was echoing. And anyway, all that stuff. Anyway, I didn't want to ruin the opportunity to share the information that we had. So I thought, let's just delete everything and go back and we'll go live again. If at first you don't succeed, delete all the evidence you ever tried. So anyway, welcome, Business Growth Show. We're going to talk about marketing in today's show, and specifically about short-term marketing versus long-term marketing and what really you should be focusing on first in order to start getting the results that you actually want to get in your business. So if you was watching some of the previous one, you'll know that I was talking about the very first thing that you need to do is you need to get your landing pages in place first. And the reason is this: what most people tend to do is that they send all the traffic back to their homepage, and the homepage on a website generally is a very bad, a dreadful conversion mechanism. Sure, you might have 8 or 9 different products and various services, and you put them all on your homepage. And sure, of course, the person visiting the website, well, they should just know to read through everything and click on the right thing. But we know that that doesn't happen. We know that within at least the first 7 seconds, 93% of people just disappear. Not only that, 75% of people never, ever come back to the website. So they've landed on your homepage, they've taken a quick look around, they've not found anything that they wanted to find because there's so much on there, and then they've left and they never come back. Only 25% of people more or less come back to your website ever. Okay, so what you want to be doing, instead of driving people to your homepage, is you want to be driving people to a very specifically designed landing page. And that landing page should be to help the person go to the next step, whatever that next step happens to be. So, for example, imagine that you're on Facebook and you see something and it says, download your free guide, our 3 2-page cheat sheet on how to grow your business on Instagram. And you think, yeah, I want to grow my business on Instagram. So you click the link and then it takes you directly to a landing page. And on that landing page, all it is a form for you to fill in with your name, your email address. It might have a phone number on there. And it might have a picture of a 3 2-page guide. You put in your details and then you can download the guide. That's what you should be doing, except most people don't do that. They're trying to sell this and trying to sell that. And, well, we do this and we do this and we do this wonderful thing. And you're overwhelming people. You're blowing people out of the water. And they don't have patience to look at that. They just want this 2-page download guide on how to make money on Instagram. That's it. So give them that. And now you've got an email address, which is really cool. So you can continually email them. You can continue to nurture your potential clients. And then also what we personally do is we actually redirect them over to our private Facebook group. So if you sign up for something, usually for free for me, it will redirect either to a thank you page, and we might have a one-time upsell on that thank you page, or it will just redirect people over to the Facebook page, because now we've got their email address so we can email them. And in addition to that, we've also got them inside our Facebook group, which is where a lot of our engagement can take place. And we know for a fact that most people inside our Facebook group are either previous people who've bought stuff, or there are people who, when they are going to buy, they're going to buy it from us because they're in our Facebook group. And so it's a great place for us to nurture our potential contacts. And most people haven't got this. They're just sending people to the web page, or even worse, they're sending them to a page that says, buy my stuff. And, you know, unless you've actually built trust and honesty and credibility and all that good stuff, likability and so on, people aren't buying. They're going to land on your web page and then they're going to bounce off, like, you know, within the first 7 seconds. So it should always be about selling the next step. And the next step can be the next simple step. So if you think about it like this, if you're on Tinder or match.com, the whole point of being on that is to get people to click on you so that they like you and express an interest, right? This is exactly the same in business. Then you communicate with one another, so you get engagement. And then the whole point of that is to either get a phone call or an appointment of some kind or a date of some kind, right? Dating and being in business are very, very similar. Most people on Tinder, they're trying to go, or match.com, they're trying to go straight to naming their children and what day they're going to get married on. Imagine doing that on Match.com. It's just never going to work. But that's what people are trying to do in their business. And then they wonder why their business fails. You've got to date your customers. And I don't mean properly date them, you know, but you've got to build rapport and trust and honesty and likability and all that good stuff. And that has to take place over a period of time. Otherwise, it's forced and it just doesn't work. So this is short-termism. This is the short-term stuff that you need to do. And one of the problems I see in marketing is that a lot of people simply live on short-termism. And that's it. They just do all the short-term stuff and literally that's it. And 5 years from now, they're still living on short-term stuff. And then they have to come up with new things again and again and again. And this is definitely not what you want to do. Now, we will come up with a list of longer-term stuff in a few moments, but let's just stick with the short-term stuff. So now you've got a landing page. It converts. You're giving something away. You've got a nurture sequence in place, which is email follow-ups, or it's pre-made content that's going to go into your Facebook group and so on. Or it's lives like this, for example. Awesome. The very next thing that you're then going to need is traffic of some kind. So where are you going to get traffic from? And we'll talk about website traffic here. So you can run Facebook ads for sure. And actually, Facebook ads is a really good way of doing it. We've just taken on a client with a £60 spend. They just had 13 customers. I can't say the nature of the business, but it was a special offer. They take the offer, they print it out, and they go to the location and they hand it in. Or they fill in a form, and I think off a £60 spend, I've had 13 or 16 sales off that, which is amazing, by the way. And Facebook ads is what's enabled us to do that for that client. But there's a problem. And the problem is that most people don't know how to run Facebook ads. So what they end up doing is they run Facebook ads, and the Facebook ads are dreadful. The Facebook ads just don't work. And so they blow the budget, spend all the money, and they end up with something that simply doesn't work. And so then they say things like, well, Facebook ads doesn't work. I've done it and it's rubbish. It doesn't work. And you're right. If you don't know what you're doing and you don't know what copy you need and what images you need and what headline you need and what the conversion mechanism should look like. Most people, when they're creating a landing page, just create a landing page and go, that'll do, in the hope that that will work. They send a bit of traffic to it and it doesn't convert, and they don't investigate, why is the traffic not converting? Is it the wrong type of traffic? Is the offer not the right offer? And so on and so forth. So running Facebook ads is fine, but you're going to spend an awful lot of your money trying to get this right. This is why you should be using people like us who've got the experience on Facebook ads. And we got team members, and they eat, live, sleep, dream Facebook ads. Drives me insane, just Facebook. But they love it for some reason. It's like accountants who love spreadsheets. They love spreadsheets. And I just think that's a bit weird, but I'm not an accountant. But if I was an accountant, I would probably love spreadsheets too. We run Facebook ads for our clients, and we get some very good results from that. But it's because we know what we're doing and we've got the right team members in place. If you're a plumber and you're trying to run Facebook ads, why would you expect to be good at that? There's no reason why you would expect to be good at Facebook ads. It's just not something that you would be good at, unless you're just naturally good at them for some reason. It's like, who's naturally good at Facebook ads? Nobody. Okay, we're still into short-term stuff here. Facebook ads can be longer-term once you know what's working and what isn't and so on. But to get those quick wins, you can jump on Facebook ads. The next one, of course, would be Google ads. Google ads, let me tell you the difference between Facebook and Google. So Facebook is about you pushing out your stuff all the time and hoping that somebody likes it enough to click on it. Google ads is where they're sat at home or sat at work, and they're typing in what they want. We call this pull marketing. So they type in what they want, and Google will serve up. So looking for a 24-hour plumber in Leeds. You know, that's what you type in. Google will pull up on the adverts, 24-hour plumbers, call this number, £25 call-out fee. That's £25 call-out fee. Who am I kidding? £85 call-out fees for a 24-hour plumber. So that's the difference between Google and Facebook. If you're a 24-hour plumber, the chances are that Facebook ads probably won't work for you. But you might not know that. So you run Facebook ads, and that's the reason why it's not actually worked. Whereas Google ads would work for you. But understanding what the difference is between the two types of marketing, between push marketing and between pull marketing, will determine the type of adverts that you're running. Now, your Google ads is fine. You should be running that up to a point, and we'll get up to that point when we talk about the long-term type of marketing that you should have. The next two are very similar. So you've got image marketing and you've got video marketing. Now, the reason why you should be doing both images and videos is that when someone sees your stuff, they want to know that you're relevant. and that you also still exist. And if they go to your page and your page has content from a year ago, they're like, does this guy even exist? Are they still in business? Like after the pandemic? Like, who knows? And so you constantly pushing out content will demonstrate to people, hopefully your expertise and that you know what you're talking about, but also that you actually still exist and that you're available to take on more work and that kind of thing. The last one on this short-term stuff is exactly what you're watching now, or might even be what you're listening to, but doing lives on Facebook and on YouTube and on Twitter and on Instagram and wherever else you can do it, LinkedIn, although it's an application process on LinkedIn. But if you can go live, again, it demonstrates that you're available for work and that you're an expert and that you know what you're talking about and so on. The longer-term stuff, we'll run through these quickly. When you go live, you should also be pulling out the MP3 and then uploading that to iTunes. The MP3 is the sound file. Then you take that and you upload it to iTunes, you upload it to Stitcher. People can now download it and take it on their mobile device. They can listen to you on the tube or while they're driving and so on. So you're taking something that's been very short term, like this live, and then you're reutilizing the content for something else. And that's a really good long-term way of using the same content over and over again. The next bit would be for search engine optimization. So for example, if you're a plumber in Leeds, you want to use different keywords. So you might want to use things like top plumbers in Leeds, or 24-hour plumbers in Leeds, or leaky tap in LS14, or whatever the postcodes happen to be. And so each page should have its own key phrase. And so if there's 27 postcode areas in Leeds, you should have plumbers in each postcode. That should be a page. And so whatever business you've got, you need to be creating lots of new pages. And so the SEO is what will help you to do that. But there's two parts of SEO. The first part is on-page SEO, so search engine optimization. This is where you have to create new pages. And also there's off-page SEO. And off-page SEO is things like link building and that kind of thing. Now, this is longer term, right? And so what people do is they think, oh, well, SEO is longer term, so I won't start it until a year down the line. It's like, no, you've missed the point. It's like going on a weight loss. If you want to be, you know, if you want to lose a stone in the next 12 months, don't leave it to November, like next year. Don't leave it till month 11 to lose a whole stone. Just lose like, what is it, 14 pounds in a stone. So it almost works. But lose just over a pound a month. Well, you lose a stone in a year. That's obviously what you should be doing. And so what most people do on SEO is they leave it and leave it and leave it. And actually, this is the short-term thinking. They leave SEO. When we ran our lettings agency, we literally drove, I think it was 35,000 unique visitors every single month to our website. And imagine 35,000 people running through your shop every month. It's more than 1,000 people a day, like phenomenal amount of traffic. And that's why the business did so well. But to get to that level, and we ran some Google ads for the furniture packages aspect. Facebook didn't really exist properly back then. And you know, YouTube was just coming out and so on. So we literally ran everything from search engine optimization. And it was me on my laptop creating search engine optimized keywords and phrases and pages using both on-site SEO and off-site SEO. This is the longer term stuff, but the longer term stuff starts today. It doesn't start in a year or 2 years or 5 years. Oh, well, when we get some traction, then we'll do it. And it's like, well, no, you don't get traction until you do it. You got it topsy-turvy. You need to turn it around. It's like I was in a conversation yesterday with a chap, and he was just doing lots of education instead of actually taking action. And if you flip it around and do 90% action and 10% education, your life will fundamentally shift from where it is today. And it's the same on SEO. If you flip it around and start working on SEO today, then in 12 months' time, that's when you gain traction. And most people do it the other way around. They go, well, when I get traction, then I'll do SEO. And it's like, no, that's not how it's going to work. Anyway, that's the order in which I believe you should be doing stuff in. You've got the short-term stuff, everything that we've talked about, and then you've got the longer-term stuff as well. Anyway, I hope that's useful. We'll catch up with you next week. Have yourselves a wicked weekend, and we'll speak to you soon. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.